Please stand by. We're about to begin. Good day, everyone, and welcome to today's IBM CICS Tools Try and Buy Review conference call. Today's call is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the call over to Mr. David Tran, America's Sales Specialist. Please go ahead.
Thank you, operator. Thank you all for joining IBM today for this presentation on seven of our CICS tools. Let me skip to chart number three. For today's event, I will be speaking. My name is David Tran. I am part of the Americas team focused on application development tools for System Z, which includes the CICS engine and the CICS tools. Also joining me are both Colette Arena and Steve Bryan, who are both part of our Americas CICS technical sales support community. Chart number four, we will briefly cover today what is our try and buy program for the CICS tools, then go through all seven of the CICS tools that are part of this program at a high level with their benefits and key functionalities. Chart number five, you may have seen this chart before on IBM Application Lifecycle. However, we have added many of the IBM tools to support your System Z applications. Highlighted in red are the CICS tools. So, chart number six, what is the CICS tools try and buy? This is a program that gives you, our customers, another means to take a look at our CICS tools. Posted up on the website is a document to the right of this chart. It is a PDF file with the detail of the try and buy. This is a program to help you get the CICS tools into your shop quickly, get them up and running, and start delivering values to you fast. If you see tools today during our technical presentation that you would like to bring in-house, all you have to do is click on the link, enroll with your IBM customer information, accept the evaluation terms, then download one or all seven of the CICS tools. You are then entitled to a 60-day evaluation of the live products. IBM will then contact you to offer on-site assistance to confirm installation and offer hands-on tips to kickstart your evaluation and make the most of your trial period. We think once you try it, you will love the tools and hopefully buy them. I would like to turn over now to Colette Arena, our technical sales specialist, to discuss the CICS tools. Colette?
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for your time. Again, my name is Colette Arena, Technical Sales Specialist. At this time, I'd like to just point out again the slide numbers that are located in white at the lower right-hand corner of your slide. I'll let you know what slide we're on so that you can follow along as we go. We're now on slide seven. Okay, so let's get started. We have broken up today's try and buy tools into three categories: application transformation, subsystem management, and data management. I'll be covering the first two, and then I'll turn it over to Steve Bryant, who will cover data management. Okay, getting started with our tools, we're going to go to slide eight. CICS Business Event Publisher for MQ Series, version 1, release 2 is the version we are currently on. Okay, and I've also included the PID number for ordering the product. So what does this product do? BEP creates and manages outbound events using WebSphere MQ without changing your existing applications. That's the key here. There are no code changes. So you can go ahead and integrate your CICS, your IMS, and your DB2 applications and data to new environments using BEP. How does the product work? Well, basically, MQ put messages are generated and created from events and associated information. The product provides an easy-to-use workstation GUI for selection and rules creation, and BEP offers a very low-cost, low-risk integration strategy. Slide 9. What is the value of BEP? Again, there's no change to your existing application programs. This tool will extend your ZOS applications to new environments. Some uses of the product, and there is a lot of room for creativity here. For example, event notification. Say you add a new customer or an account goes to zero. What if you'd like to build an error notification into an application where you go ahead and create a message where an error is detected? These are some of several uses for Business Event Publisher, and there are many others. slide 10 is an architecture slide and what BEP would look like if you had DB2 and IMS in your shop. Slide 11, next is Interdependency Analyzer, also known as IA. Slide 12, what does this product do? IA is a runtime and batch reporting tool. Okay, it's going to capture resource relationships. For example, it will capture which resources like programs, files, TSQs, or TDQs are required by a particular transaction. It will tell you which programs have affinities due to the KIX API commands within them. It will tell you which transactions have affinities to other transactions or to particular CICS regions. It will give you the sequencing of transactions within an application. It will also tell you which resources are no longer used. So how this works basically is relationship data is loaded onto a DB2 database. There is a query interface, and also sample queries are provided to give you comprehensive analysis. This includes CICS, DB2, WebSphere MQ, and IMS DB resources. Going ahead to slide 13, what is the value of KIX IA? Well, KIX IA helps to replace manual documentation, it identifies opportunities for ThreadSafe, and it reduces testing for your V2V migration. Again, some scenarios. What if you have documentation or even source code that may be missing? What if you have changes to applications that have not been documented? You also may be providing outsourcing services, and you need a complete picture of your CICS resource relationships in your customer systems. Another scenario, you have been through possibly a merger or an acquisition, and maybe the information about inherited KIX systems is just not available. Also, you might be implementing workload balancing, and you need to identify affinities. Okay? Slide 14. Since we've talked a little bit about ThreadSafe, I couldn't resist briefly mentioning the value of being ThreadSafe. Again, you want to be ThreadSafe because you'll reduce your overall CPU consumption. You'll also increase your CICS throughput by reducing response time. Now, how will IA help you to get to ThreadSafe? Well, KIX IA reports the current TCB mode for each exec KIX or DB2, MQ, or DLI call, and users who are converting their programs to ThreadSafe can use this during testing to actually assist in finding out which TCB modes their program runs in. So this will help you in identifying programs that have KIX API calls that are not ThreadSafe. Okay, moving ahead to the next slide, slide 15. Before I move ahead, though, I just wanted to say that you really need to watch this space because, as you know, KIX is moving ahead more and more towards ThreadSafe APIs. Again, going forward with slide 15, KIX Performance Analyzer, also known as KIX PA. Slide 16, what does this product do? It is an offline performance reporting and analysis tool. It will complement your existing online monitor like your OmegaMon. It reports not only on CICS, but also on CICS-related subsystems, including DB2, WebSphere MQ, and IMS. It uses your already existing SMS data, and we're talking 110 records for CICS, 101 records for DB2, and 116 records for MQ. So it will use this already existing data to generate reports. It does provide an end-to-end detailed performance bottleneck analysis that will assist you in tuning your CICS systems. It will help you to review application performance and identify potentials for improving your application design. It's also going to provide capacity planning and trend analysis, and it will help to identify trends that lead to poor KIX performance or even outages. Slide 17, what is the value of KIX PA? Well, the product has a really easy-to-use ISPF dialog that will help you to build, maintain, and submit reports, and it includes extensive online help and field descriptions. The tool has over 140 sample reports, and these are reports that you can use right out of the box for immediate productivity and reporting capability. There's no additional setup or customization required. And again, it processes your existing SMF data. It provides a variety of reports, including extensive tabular reports as well as graph reports. It provides cross-system performance, so if you have MRO or ISC environment, it will help you there. It provides cost-effective software solution for trend analysis. Okay, slide 18. This slide is an overview of the KICS PA architecture. Slide 19, CICS Configuration Manager, also known as CM. Slide 20, again, I am giving you the current release of the product here. Version 1, release 2 is current for CM, and the PID number for ordering. Okay, what does this product do? CM manages, replicates, and deploys KICS resource definitions across your KICS regions, but also across regions controlled by KICS Plex SM. So you can use this product to edit resource definitions, compare resource definitions. You may want to report on resource definitions that match specified criteria. You will want to migrate resource definitions from one KICS CSD file to another, or even from one KICS Plex SM context to another. And you could also use the product to back out migrations. There's included a change management feature where approval is required from authorized users before migrating the definitions. This is very, very useful in change management. It also includes an audit trail capability where reports can be generated and changes backed out to any previous version of the definitions. It also includes disaster recovery capability to distribute CICS resources across multiple sites using an integrated export and import function, and this is new with the latest release of this product. Slide 21. I'm showing you a little migration scenario here. Basically, every KICS region refers to a set of resource definitions, and typically organizations maintain three environments, development, test, and production, and then changes are migrated from development to test and then test to production. But if each environment has only one CICS region, this means three sets of resource definitions and two migrations to move each change into production. Typically, though, environments are much more complex than this. Slide 22. So what is the value of CM? We could see that the value of CM increases as our environment gets more complex. There is a common interface to CSD files and KICS Plex SM contexts. CM gives one single command to copy a set of resource definitions across multiple KICS configurations. I know as an ex-CICS systems programmer, I wish I had that in my back pocket, being able with one single command to do a copy of resource definitions. The product has no dependency on KICS regions being up to make changes. The product allows system staff to maintain control of their CICS environment and give application staff the ability to define application resources if they choose. There's an audit trail that is key for Sarbanes-Oxley, and the approval-disapproval of changes is key for change management. Slide 23 is showing an architecture slide again for Configuration Manager. This concludes my section of the presentation. I'll now turn it over to Stephen Bryant. Steve?
Thank you, Colette. On slide 24, I'd like to talk about three of the data management products for CICS. The first is CICS Batch Application Control, commonly referred to as CBAC. Looking at slide 25, what does CICS Batch Application Control do? What it does is it gives you the ability to control your CICS resources. Basically, you can enable or disable transactions, open and close CICS files, all from a batch job, so you'll keep your CICS regions up in a 24/7 environment. Those batch step changes that you make, they last across a possible restart of the CICS address space. So what are the benefits to having CICS CBAC in your shop? Well, first off, it can help reduce your errors and abins related to batch processing, such as batch starting up before operations closes the vSAM files. It gives you the ability to now automate this process and eliminate all of the human effort that you've had by operators and system programmers. It gives you the ability to keep your CICS regions up 24/7. You don't have to bring your CICS regions down to run batch. You don't have to have batch wait for the CICS regions to come down before they can start. And overall, it helps lower your total cost of running your CICS environment. On Boil 26, we take a look at our typical payroll application we like to talk about. During the day, data is entered through the payroll application. At any point in time that you'd like to run nightly batch, the nightly batch system actually issues steps that close the files and disable the transactions. Batch runs, and then when batch is completed, then it will take and enable those files and open those transactions up to additional processing. So now your application systems can be up before your users actually come in the door. Also, what we do is we provide here is a grouping function so that you can use nice English names for your groups and actually call it payroll and issue a command to close everything associated with the group payroll and issue a command to open everything associated with the group payroll. So for those of you that may have been taking your CICS regions down each night to run batch, this is a way to streamline your operations and allow more availability to your customers. Next Boil is Boil 27. We're going to talk about a product called vSAM Copy, known as VC. So on Boil 28, what does vSAM Copy do for you? It creates what we call consistent copies of vSAM datasets. So what is a consistent copy of a vSAM dataset? What that means is your vSAM dataset can remain online to CICS, and we will actually copy through the point in time that you ask us to all the completed unit of work. So that what happens is that vSAM file has consistency with the current unit of works. Any unit of work that starts after the copy has started is not added to the vSAM file. Any unit of work that was active when the copy started is completed on the copy. So why would you want vSAM copy? Well, you may need to produce consistent copies of your vSAM files so that you can run production reports as an example. You may need to test applications with consistent production data. And it also allows you to copy production data to other non-CICS-based applications. On Boil 29, we support KSDS, entry sequenced, relative record, and, of course, your other vSAM types. We support copying from vSAM KSDS-based clusters with alternate indexes. Alternate indexes do not create a problem for us. And we can automatically determine if the data set is online or offline to CICS before the copy begins. So what we do is we give you the best of both worlds. We create consistent copies of vSAM datasets. We create these copies even while they're online to CICS and being updated. And we can copy multiple vSAM datasets in one run, and we don't see any degradation in your CICS environment. So moving on to Boil 30, we'd like to talk about a product called CICS vSAM Recovery. On Boil 31, what does this product do for you? Well, CICS vSAM Recovery enables you to recover lost or damaged files. This product goes all the way back to the days of 3330 and 3350 DASD when the possibility of losing a pack was, now I will hate to use the term likely, but did occur occasionally. Now we can recover that damaged data or lost data. We can automatically detect vSAM errors and start corrective action. We'll automatically create the batch recovery jobs to recover your vSAM data. Importantly, we support forward recovery for both your CICS and your batch vSAM environment. Now, to extend upon this, what we do is we give you the ability to have a disaster recovery environment for your vSAM data set at your remote recovery site. And, of course, we integrate with ISMF. So what we have here is we have an environment that if we have DB2 people in the audience, is very, very similar to the DB2 environment for recovering vSAM datasets. We have a complete history of all your vSAM backups and the updates that occurred. We simplify your disaster recovery process by being able to export the control data set and also the logs to a remote disaster recovery location. And one of the other major features is we can reduce your nightly batch window by eliminating a lot of the multiple vSAM copies. So if you look at 432, here's an example of what we typically see out in our customer sites. Our customers do a vSAM backup, and then they run multiple steps where they update these vSAM files. What happens in this particular case is when step 6 has a failure, they actually go and restore the vSAM data sets, then they rerun steps 1 through 5, and then they have fixed whatever the error was in step 6, and they run step 6 through 8. And we found this can be an extremely time-consuming process. Well, CICS VR gives you two options to handle this issue. Option number one is you can restore the backups, and then you can use CICS VR to full recovery the updates made by steps 1 through 5 to your vSAM data set. Now, this is an extreme time saver from the standpoint of you may have updated one record in that particular vSAM file 20 or 30 times during this batch process. Well, what we'll do is we will apply just the last update to that file. So we've seen two-hour runs turn into 20 minutes worth of full recovery time. So that's a significant time saver. Then you would fix your error and you would rerun steps 6 through 8. But once you get comfortable with CICS VR, we've seen customers, especially those sites where they have DB2 already installed and are familiar with the DB2 type of recovery, of actually not doing a restore the back out, but what they actually do is use CICS VR to back out the step 6 updates. Then they fix the error, and then they rerun from step 6 forward. Now, where this turns into a significant time saver is once the customers get comfortable with this, we've seen the cases where there might be 7 or 8 batch runs during a night, and each one of them has a vSAM backup on the front of it. We've seen customers eliminate all but maybe 2 of those vSAM backups out of their nightly run and save significant time. Moving on to 433, I'd just like to give you a little bit of the CICS VR release history. As I said, this product goes back to 1987 with version 1.1. We went through version 2 releases all through the 1990s. We started out 2001 with the 3.1 release. We've had a 3.1, 3.2, and 3.3 release. And now in December of 2005, we've had the CICS VR 4.1 release. The reason I wanted to bring your attention to this is we have basically incorporated customer requirements into each release of the product. We've made a significant commitment as IBM to the history of this product, and we provided a migration path from each release to the next. And the best suggestion I can give you is watch this space. There should be a new release coming soon. At this point in time, I'd like to turn the presentation back over to David. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. I'm on chart 34. So in summary, we hope that you have received a good high-level view of these 7 CICF tools. If you want to see more information on these tools, please go to our website, or during our polling questions, use your touchtone phone to request more information, and we will contact you. We can set up webcasts or on-site presentations to go deeper on one or all of the tools. If you have seen enough and are ready to bring in a tool for evaluation, please go to the Try and Buy site and download the software. Lastly, on chart 35, if you like what you saw earlier on the CICS Business Event Publisher and are interested in event publishing solution, I would like to point you to an upcoming webcast on IBM's event publishing tools. IBM has two solutions, the CICS Business Event Publisher, which you have heard from Steve Bryan, and the WebSphere IIEP under the Information Management brand. In this session, we will go more in details for both products, explain the respective strengths and differences of both products, and the various usage scenarios for both of them. And this will be happening in August 31st. I would like to turn the call over now to the operator to go through these 8 polling questions. Then we will open the lines up for our questions and answer period.
At this time, we will conduct a brief electronic survey. after I finish reading the entire question and all of the possible responses, please answer by firmly pressing the star key followed by the number on your touch-tone phone that corresponds to your choice. If you are using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. There will be a brief pause between each question to allow everyone a chance to respond. Question number one. Do you think you will go to Try It, You'll Love It site and download at least one of the CICS tools for evaluation? Star 1 for yes, star 2 for no. Please stand by while we allow everyone a chance to signal. Would you like more information on Business Event Publisher? Star 1 for yes, star 2 for no. Question number 2. Would you like more information on Business Event Publisher? Star 1 for yes, star 2 for no. Once again, we'll pause for just a moment to allow everyone a chance to respond. Question number 3. Would you like more information on CICS Interdependency Analyzer? Star 1 for yes, star 2 for no. We'll pause for just a moment. Question number 4. Would you like more information on CICS Performance Analyzer? Star 1 for yes, star 2 for no. We'll pause for just a moment. Question number 5. Would you like more information on CICS Configuration Manager? Star 1 for yes, star 2 for no. We'll pause for just a moment. Question number 6. Would you like more information on CICS Batch Application Controls? Star 1 for yes, star 2 for no. We'll pause for just a moment. Question number 7. Would you like more information on CICS VSAM copy? Star 1 for yes, star 2 for no. We'll pause for just a moment. Question number 8. Would you like more information on CICS VSAM recovery? Star 1 for yes, star 2 for no. We'll pause for just a moment. And that concludes today's electronic survey. At this time, if you would like to ask a question, we ask that you press the star key followed by the digit 1 on your touch-tone telephone. If you're using a speakerphone, please be sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Once again, that is star 1 on your touch-tone telephone, and we'll pause for just a moment to give everyone an opportunity to signal for questions. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question at this time, please do so by pressing the star key followed by the digit 1 on your touch-tone telephone. That's star 1. We'll pause for just a moment. And we'll take our first question from Bob Hill, Roundy. Please go ahead.
I was wondering if you would like or will add like OmegaMon to this feature?
Yeah, this is a pilot program for AD Tools. So we would like to try this out and see how it goes. But we would like to get your feedback and consider other products that you would like to see. So send in your input and we will consider.
Okay.
And once again, if you would like to ask a question at this time, please do so by pressing the star key followed by the digit 1 on your touch-tone telephone. And at this time, it appears we have no further questions from the phone audience. Mr. Tran, I would like to turn the conference back over to you for any additional or closing remarks.
Thank you, Sheila. Again, I would like to thank all of you for joining us today. If you have any additional questions, feel free to email me at dmtran@us.ibm.com. Thanks again.
And that does conclude today's presentation. We thank you for your participation, and you may disconnect at this time.